Hi there, everyone. This is Nate back here on Election Hawk with another political podcast. Today, I'm going to be discussing the Cook Partisan Voting Index, the state of and the swing states of North Carolina and Pennsylvania. Join in. Now, if you want to know my prediction for these states, you're going to have to listen to the entire podcast. But if you look at prior election results and party registration, you can simply find out what my guesses are going to be. All right. First, I'm going to start with what the Cook Partisan Voting Index is. The Cook Partisan Voting Index is an index that tracks how Republican or Democratic a state is. Like, for instance, the state of Florida is an R+2 state. The state of North Carolina is an R+3 state. Idaho is an R+19 state. However, states like Maryland and Massachusetts are D+12. What does that mean? It means those states are 12% more Democratic than the national average when it comes to the country at large. It also means that the members of those parties have an advantage when running in those states, as long as they run competent campaigns. So, first, I'm going to talk about the state of North Carolina and the election history of it. In 2008, Barack Obama won it by 14,000 votes. In 2012, when Mitt Romney was the Republican nominee, Romney won the state by 92,000 votes. And in 2016, Donald Trump won the state by 173,000 votes. All right. So you might say, okay, is there a record or some way we can track how much we can predict who's going to win the state? Well, yes, there is. You can look at voter registration when it comes to states. Because voter registration shifts in large numbers can be heavily impactful when it comes to elections. For instance, in 2008, Democrats had a registration advantage over Republicans by 865,000. 865,000. In 2012, that advantage shrunk by roughly 45,000 voters to 820,000. Mitt Romney then won the state by 92,000 votes. And the registration advantage shrunk another 170,000 votes, and Trump ended up winning the state by just around 175,000 voters. As of October 10th, Democrats had an advantage of 400,000, which means they've lost another 250,000 voters in registration advantage since 2016. What does that mean? It means that Trump's probably going to win the state by more than 250,000 votes, because party registration advantages are very key when it comes to swing states. If your state is losing voters from one party and the other party is gaining an advantage, it doesn't matter if your state was plus 2 or 3% last time. The registration advantages and the registration shifts are heavily impactful. As a political expert once said, regarding registration advantage, voter registration statewide data has forecast a different election outcome than dozens of polls in presidential elections since 2004. How often have the polls been right and voter registration trends been wrong? Well, last time in 2016, based on how they publicly weighted their polls, a lot of polls were inaccurate. In fact, most polls were voter registration numbers different? Yes. And was voter registration trends correct? Yes. So the real question is, based on voter registration trends in 2020, who's going to win the state of North Carolina? I would bet on Donald Trump beating Joe Biden in the state of North Carolina by roughly 5%. He won it by roughly 3 to 4% last time, and Mitt Romney won the state by 2%. The state is trending red. However, the two other major races in the state of North Carolina is the governor's race regarding Democratic incumbent Roy Cooper, who is likely to win re-election, and the Senate election is most likely going to be won by Republican incumbent Tom Tillis. Because as long as a Republican has strong intra-party support and is winning among independents, which Tom Tillis is winning independents according to a recent poll by 8%, he's winning independents 48% to 40%. As long as he maintains that lead, Tom Tillis will win re-election. He is also on the Judiciary Committee, so the Amy Coney Barrett hearings are very important and are very big news regarding that Senate race. and his Democratic opponent, Kyle Cunningham, who actually was up in the race until recently, was recently outed for an extramarital affair. So one can make a few assumptions on that race. And now, the state of Pennsylvania. Now we have the state of Pennsylvania. I'm going to spend a little bit more time explaining the state of Pennsylvania over North Carolina for a few simple reasons. Well, for starters, Pennsylvania is a much larger state with a much larger population, has more counties, et cetera, et cetera. All right. In fact, I'm not going to mention at first who I think will win it or has the advantage in winning it in regards to voter registration. But what I will mention is that there are swing counties in the state of Pennsylvania. There is not one bellwether county, but there are swing counties. And if the Republican nominee wins a majority of these five counties, the chances are that unless there is a boost in turnout from elsewhere or a shock in some other part of the state, that the Republican will win. If the Democrat wins all these counties, the Democrat will win. If the Democrat wins a majority of these counties. For instance, in 2004, when Bush ran for re-election in Pennsylvania, Bush won the five counties. First, I'm going to mention the five counties. The five counties are Erie County, where Erie, Pennsylvania is in the northwest part of the state, but the other four counties are in the northeast section of the state. These are the four counties in the northeast section of the state. Northampton County, just outside of Allentown, Pennsylvania, and where Easton, Pennsylvania is. Monroe County, the heart of Mount Pocono. I'm very familiar with this region. It is where East Stroudsburg is and Mount Pocono. A lot of Pocono Mountain resorts are in this county. Then you have Luzerne County. Luzerne County is where the town of Wilkes-Barre is. It's a major county with over 100,000 voters. And finally, the county of Lackawanna County, where Scranton, Pennsylvania is. There's over 125,000 votes there. I'm going to explain each of them in a little bit. So anyways, in 2004, George W. Bush won two of the five counties, and he lost the state of Pennsylvania by more than a few percent. All right. In 2012, Barack Obama won all five of these counties. In 2016, Donald Trump won three of them, and he made large gains in the others that he didn't win. So you might ask, okay, which of these three counties did Donald Trump win last time, and how was party registration changing in these counties? Well, for starters, Trump won Erie County. He won Northampton County, where Easton, Pennsylvania is, and he won Luzerne County, where Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania is. Barack Obama won Luzerne County with over 50% of the vote. So Trump made roughly 10% vote flip in a county with over 100,000 voters. However, the biggest flip came in Lackawanna County. While Trump did not win this county, in 2012, in a county with over 125,000 voters, Barack Obama won the county by 27.3%. A 27.3% margin in a county with over 125,000 voters is a very key county to win in Pennsylvania. So you might ask, okay, how much did Clinton win by? She won by 3.5%. An over 20% flip in a county with over 125,000 voters, that is massive. That's a 25,000 vote flip in just one county. This is why Donald Trump got 290,000 more votes than Mitt Romney did in 2012. And why Clinton decreased in vote count by 50,000 votes. But the main point here is, who is going to win the election this time? Barack Obama, in 2008, Barack Obama beat John McCain by 620,000 votes when Democrats had a 1.23 million voter registration advantage. In 2012, Democrats had a 1.13 million registration advantage. The result, Barack Obama won by 309,000 votes. The Democratic advantage dropped by 200,000 votes to 916,000 in 2016, and Trump ended up winning by over 44,000 votes. Right now, the Democratic registration advantage right now is 717,000. Democrats have lost thousands and thousands of voter registration across the state. They've lost in the Pittsburgh suburb counties of Westmoreland and Beaver. They've lost thousands in Scranton and Wilkes-Barre. They have lost almost everywhere. The only place that they have made gains are in the Philadelphia. They have made significant gains have been in the Philadelphia suburbs. Right now, the Democrats have lost over 100,000 voters since the 2016 election, and Republicans have gained over 150,000. So, while the polls currently show Biden ahead, I'm going to be very wary of placing money on Biden because of this massive registration shift. Because if Democrats wanted to win Pennsylvania, in my opinion, they would have needed to pump a ton of money into having a bunch of poll workers and a bunch of election workers, because they need people to register new Democrats in Pennsylvania. All right. They need that registration advantage, and they don't have it right now. Trump is still beating Biden among independents, and the registration advantage has closed. Trump won independents by 7% in 2016, and he when it came to intra-party support, Trump did better by 2%. So my personal money would be on Trump winning Pennsylvania, but simply based on party registration advantage and everything else. So I'd like to thank everyone for listening to my second podcast. If you'd like to listen to more, just remember to listen to them from time to time. I will be publishing them hopefully once a day. And I'd like to thank everyone for listening, and have a good night or a good day. Peace.